From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich is calling rival Matt Romney a man who doesn't tell the truth. But NPR's Ellison Keys reports Romney appears to be leading in the polls as Florida's primary looms.
Romney, campaigning in South Florida today, has resumed his focus on President Obama, criticizing the president's plan to reduce the size of the military. But Gingrich, on the talk shows today, says Romney is running a relentlessly negative campaign and tells ABC's This Week that some voters are angry with the establishment.
The Republican establishment believes it's okay to say and do virtually anything to stop a genuine insurgency from winning because they are very afraid of losing control of the old order.
But former Republican presidential nominee John McCain was telling NBC's Meet the Press that Romney is a man who can win in November.
The reason why Mitt's got the electability is because of his experience as a governor, as a business person.
Florida's Republican primary is Tuesday. Allison Keys, NPR News, Washington.
Former Senator Rick Santorum canceled his appearances in Florida today. He has a 3-year-old daughter with a genetic condition. The Santorum campaign says she's been hospitalized, and the senator has taken time off to be with her. President Obama's political adviser, David Axelrod, suggests that all the candidates for the GOP nomination are sounding alike.
The Republicans aren't offering ideas to deal with our economic challenges. They want to go back to the same ideas that were in place in the last decade.
Axelrod was interviewed this morning on NBC's Meet the Press. The leader of the militant group Hamas is on a visit to Jordan. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports that he's meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah.
Khaled Mishal is on a tour of the region. The Hamas leader has had to move his operations out of Syria because of the ongoing unrest there. Jordan says it won't allow Hamas to reopen its offices, closed since 1999 when Hamas was expelled from the Hashemite kingdom. But King Abdullah is meeting with Mishal as part of an outreach towards previously shunned Islamist groups. The Arab Spring has changed the face of the Middle East. Islamists across the region are gaining political power through the ballot box, and Jordan is trying to engage with them. Jordan has also recently sponsored a round of failed peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians, and the meeting with Hamas's most senior political figure is seen as an attempt to play a mediating role also in that ongoing conflict. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Russians staged a rolling protest in Moscow today against Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Thousands of cars drove through the central part of the city, flying white ribbons, the symbol of the opposition, which began during protests against a parliamentary election last month. The cars range from luxury sedans to old cars from the Soviet era. The demonstrators claim Putin's party stole last month's election. Putin is expected to win the March 4th election for president, which would extend his role for another 6 years. This is NPR News. Police in Florida say heavy smoke and fog may have caused a series of accidents early this morning near Gainesville. 9 people died, several people were injured. Oakland officials are assessing damage done to City Hall after an Occupy Oakland demonstration yesterday. Dozens of protesters broke into the building, smashing display cases and spray-painting graffiti. Elsewhere in the city, other protesters started tearing down fencing at the convention hall. About 300 people were arrested. Some of the demonstrators claimed the arrests were illegal, that police did not give them a chance to disperse. In men's tennis, Novak Djokovic won the Australian Open today, the first Grand Slam tournament of the year. Stuart Cohen reports the 5-set match went on for nearly 6 hours.
Novak Djokovic faced off against world number 2 Rafael Nadal in the longest match in Australian Open history. With both men playing championship-worthy tennis, Nadal took an early lead, winning a nearly hour-and-a-half-long first set 7-5. Djokovic came right back in the second set with a 6-4 win. He then wore down the Spaniard in the third set to win 6-2. A threat of rain in the fourth set gave both players a break at the 4-hour mark while organizers closed the roof on the arena. Nadal used the rest to his advantage, coming from behind to force a tiebreak and win the set 7-6. With both players exhausted in the fifth set, Djokovic used the last of his energy to win the grueling set 7-5. This is the third Australian Open win for Djokovic. He's now the reigning champion in 3 of the 4 Grand Slam tournaments. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
In men's college basketball, Towson State ended its own NCAA record last night. It won after losing 41 games in a row. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.